fantastic. That's Pendulum Swinger from the album Despite Our Differences. It's the opening track. It's an album produced by Mitchell Froom, who used to be, of course, married to Suzanne Vega, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mr. Froom. What was it like working with him then? Because he's legend, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's worked with such an eclectic group of people. You know, Suzanne, and he did Crowded House and Los Lobos and Elvis Costello. And he's just musically just really, really great guy. And we actually allowed him to tinker with our harmony some and some structures. And we did pre-production with him from the very beginning. He was in on the arrangements. And he's just a laid-back guy with a nice dark sense of humor. And he doesn't like to overproduce things.
Which is great, because some people do, and they just take the soul out of it. What's it like, though, when you actually let go? And it's, you know, if it was somebody like him, and you go, all right, then, well, you can tinker.
It's great feeling to just trust somebody.
Yeah, big fans of his work, so it felt more like we were getting a mentoring session, you know, for free, kind of.
What about, I mean, for example, that last track, and I mean, all the way through with you, if you're going to be commenting on political, whether it's, you know, the government, Bush, whatever's going on, you decide that you want to raise an issue about, how is it in the States at the moment in terms of censorship and how it might affect your career, your sales or radio playing you? Is there a problem with that?
Not really. I mean, I think if you get sort of pigeonholed as a political band, it's possible that you have less mainstream success. And we've always been known as that, you know, and being queer and being out is coupled with that. But it doesn't matter to us. And right now, the climate in the States is actually hopeful because of the midterm elections. And we're looking forward to either maybe having a woman president or an African-American president or just something really different for us. So it's a good time to be outspoken politically in your art. And hopefully it'll happen in politics as well.
Is that excitement quite prevalent then? I mean, you know, a lot of people feeling it.
It is for the Democrats.
Yeah. I think the Republicans are bumming out right now.
Yeah, they're totally bummed.
I mean, if you play, you know, like if you play country music or some other kind, I mean, for us, we can say what we want because everybody expects it. But if you're playing like country music or something more,
conservative audience.
I guess it's like, you know, you still have to be. It affects your everything. Mm. Whether they want to play your songs or not, but we don't have to worry because we fly so far under the radar these days that we can kind of do what we want. It's always nice.
But, I mean, over here, I mean, we hear particularly say about bands, and I know you can't talk on their behalf, but like the Dixie Chicks, where it's really affected them, and you know, records were banned on radio stations here, there, and everywhere, and possibly omitted from award ceremonies.
Yeah.
That was a very scary thing to have happen. I mean, it just harkened back to the McCarthy era in the States. Just a dark period of our history after 9/11 and that vitriolic, knee-jerk patriotism, and to have great artists like the Dixie Chicks be treated, and death threats. I mean, my God, it's just insanity.
Stupid.
So we're really glad that the Grammys happened and that they took home a bunch of that and that their record's doing well. And, you know, they're really wonderful people as well as great musicians. It's like, what country are we living in?
Mm. But you lend your support as well to a lot of causes, don't you? I mean, what are you sort of attached to recently?
Well, for a long time, since the early 90s, and we still work a lot with it, we started a group called Honor the Earth with some Native American activists. So we still do a lot of work on that. But the big issues we're working on are trying to get rid of nuclear power and nuclear waste and focus on renewables and solar and wind power and biodiesel and things like that. So that's a lot of our energy is taken up doing that. And
that is global at the moment, isn't it? I mean, everybody's investigating, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, the group works in the Americas, but the companies are multinational that we're fighting most of the time. So it just crosses all boundaries and it affects everybody because it's climate issues and stuff. So, but we work on a lot of things. Right now, Amnesty International is touring with us some. We had Labor Behind the Label at another show. And, you know, we've tried to invite out some local UK groups.
Yeah.
Put the word out and talk to them and get them to come table and stuff. So it's been good to learn about what's going on too.
Actually, talking about groups, I mean, because you've got a label, so have you always got an eye on what's going on? Are you always sort of
My label's teeny. You know, it's a teeny tiny little label that I started just to kind of give myself an outlet for more of the left of center stuff, the punk and some of the crazy folk. And I've had it since I guess 89 now, so a long time.
Yeah. Right, my girlfriend took me to see the Indigo Girls at Bristol Academy last night in Bristol. They were fab. I really love the new album. My favourite two songs are, so far, are Run and Rock and Roll Heaven's Gate. I would love to know what inspired these lyrics, and will there be an opportunity? Somebody's just asking if they can ask questions. But I also want to know why you covered Tangled Up in Blue.
Oh, it's just a brilliant song.
Mm.
And we had a great band at the time, a great live band.
We covered it.
And Scarlett Rivera, who played with Dylan, was on the road with us.
Yeah.
And she just tore that song apart, so it was perfect time to learn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And lyrically, I mean, I mentioned a couple of tracks there. I don't know if you want to go into that or not.
For me, I wrote the song Run, so I'll speak to that. It's just a song about a push and pull relationship, and one is going towards the other, and the other is running, and that's all the person is ever known to do. And it's just about the difference in between two who have a, you know, something going on, but it's a push and pull thing, never to be reconciled.
Yeah. Now, Adrian, who actually saw you in 89, right, in Wolverhampton, with 10,000 Maniacs, the excellent Natalie Merchant, and the night the Berlin Wall came down, apparently. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
My wife, Deborah, had invited me to Julia Fordham, but I turned her down on what would have been the first date, so he was rather pleased that he went to see you, and has seen you a few times since, but absolutely thinks you're fantastic and hopes that you come back
soon, which is really nice.
And one more in this bit. Saw you in Cambridge last week. Absolutely brilliant and inspiring. Please could you ask Amy and Emily which of the songs each are proudest of writing? My favourites are Starkville and Get Out the Map. And this is from Paula Metcalf in Cambridge. So your favourites in terms of writing.
So hard to answer.
It's hard, isn't it?
It's funny because Starkville is one of my all-time, for me, one of the songs I was the most pleased about writing.
Well,
yeah, so it's interesting because that's kind of a sleeper usually.
Yeah. I have a song called She's Saving Me that's a ballad. It's one of my favourites I've written.
Well, you're not going to do either of those now, are you?
No.
We can change what we're going to do. We'll be done.
Sorry, what are you doing?
We're going to do a song called Little Perennials from the new record.
Nice one, thank you.